It's Robin Hilton from NPR's All Songs Considered. Did you know that Amy Poehler is a self-proclaimed snoop who reads people's journals? Or that John Waters was a judge at the porn Oscars? Well, you would if you listened to Fresh Air with Terry Gross. You'll hear some of the best interviews ever with surprising stories from the artists, actors, authors, and journalists you already know and discover new ones. You can find Fresh Air's podcast at npr.org/podcasts.
Happy birthday to you, Mr. Boylan. It's your birthday.
Oh my.
Well, it was your birthday this past week, and as a special gift, superfan Ben Kessler and I colluded to get a little birthday present given to you by Dan Deacon at the live show that you went to on Saturday.
That's right. He wished me happy birthday. They dropped balloons and sang.
I just think, you know.
It was pretty great.
You're happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. And I really wanted him to drag you in front of the audience and have you be the dance leader for one of his songs.
I actually thought he might do that.
Well, I think that's sort of
I love Dan Deacon, and I am happy he did just what he did.
Well, I didn't get a chance to give you my birthday present, and so I'm going to give it to you now in the form of music and a very powerful message, which is, it is a sick, sad world, Bob. It is a sick, sad world. Sick, Sad World is the name of a band. They have a record called Fear and Lies, and this song for you, Bob, is Skateboarding Girl. Happy birthday, buddy.
Are you as excited for this moment as I?
read the news. It is a sick, sad world, right?
I don't look at it that way. In fact, I have this wonderful book that I brought in randomly. I pulled off the bookshelves, and it's called
All Lovely Things.
See?
Only you would randomly find a book called All Lovely
right.
Things.
And I'd like to give this to you as a gift, because I think you just need to color your world.
Well, Sick Sad World, the band, is otherwise known as Jake Jones. He's this kid who lives in Seattle. And after he graduated from college, he was pretty bummed out. He wasn't really happy with the way things were going in his life. He'd moved back in with his dad, and he spent his days at the skate park and his nights writing and recording at home. He had to mumble the lyrics because he didn't want to wake his dad sleeping in the next room. And Jake Jones had heard that Lou Barlow from Dinosaur Jr. and Sebado, that Lou Barlow had met his wife by writing a love song to her before he ever met her, and that he found his future love that way. And so Jake Jones was trying to do that with this song. He is trying to manifest something in his life, a song about the woman he wants
fall
in love with. I don't know. I'll follow up with him after people have had some time to get used to the song and kind of let it sink in. Skateboarding Girl from the record Fear and Lies is out April 21st. A man from my own true just spirit and heart, Sick Sad World. What a great band name.
He's not after your heart. He's after a skateboarding girl.
That's
true. Let's get
this
straight.
Anyway, Jake Jones, Sick Sad World, Fear and Lies. Check it out.
I'm going to play a track, a premiere track from Proto Martyr.
Proto Martyr.
Yes, indeed. They're great. They're smart. They're brash from Detroit. This is the A side of a split 7-inch single that we got coming out. The other side is from a group called R Ring, which is the music of Kelly Deal and Mike Montgomery. This song was recorded at Mike's studio in Candyland Studios in Cincinnati. It's recorded late 2014. So I'm looking forward to a new album, although it hasn't been that long since...
Year or so.
Yeah, right. Under Color of Official Right was the last record, that snarly record.
And this is the band, by the way, that it looks like a bunch of high school kids ran into their fired math teacher in a bar and decided to form a band with
them. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to play this song. It's called Blues Festival from Proto Martyr.
Straight into the the freedom zone. Don't fall prey to your own ego. Don't look for pity when the pity's gone. Don't get drunk on the phantom power. Don't fall in love with your own shadow. Don't arrive early to the final hour. Don't catch a fire.
Wow, that left me a little breathless. It goes in a lot of different directions. This is a band that I think, when I listen to them, I think they really dance around the fringes of early 80s post-punk new wave sound, but never fully embrace it. It's sort of like they're teasing it out a little bit.
Yeah, they're somewhere in the middle of everything.
Yeah, exactly, in the middle of everything. It took about a minute for me to really start getting into that song, and then it just took off.
We can play it again?
Yeah, all right, here we go.
So that was Protomartyr. It's a new song. It's the A-side, a single. You can buy the download now. The single is depressing. The 7-inch pressing comes out June 16th.
I thought you said it's depressing.
Oh, did you too? Fair enough.
The single is depressing.
Yeah.
It's not that depressing. Had a good beat.
What you got?
Well, I mentioned the early 80s, but I think one thing that you and I can completely agree on, without a doubt, the 90s, was the single greatest decade for music ever of all time. The 90s.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was the 90s. And one of the bands that made it such a great decade was Built to Spill. You love that band. Built to Spill.
And their 2000 stuff.
Yeah, still making music. They just make these very fractured rock songs, great guitar noise, rock band. When I was a 20-something back in the 90s and I listened to them, we called it slacker rock. I put them in the same family of, like, Dinosaur Jr. or Pavement or even the Pixies. Built to Spill, fronted by Doug March. They took a break after their last record in 2009. It's been 6 years, and they've got a new one coming out called Untethered Moon, and I want to play a cut from it called So. To spill, so
great distortion,
yeah,
really good loud.
Yeah, I love the jam at the end of that song, So from Untethered Moon. This is the band's first record featuring a new rhythm section and drummer Jason Albertini and bassist Stephen Gear. This record is out April 21st, and we have the full thing online right now for you to listen to in our first listen series.
So,
what do you got, Bob?
If I had to pick one new band that I've discovered recently that, you should absolutely listen to, I would say it's Algiers is the band.
And you've been talking about this band for a while now.
Algiers is a music of three guys who grew up in Atlanta. They make sonically really eerie gospel music, which is, but it's rock inspired too. So it's an amalgamation of all different stuff. You can hear the sounds of both like black church and white church. They're Southern, they're from Atlanta. Two bandmates now live in London, one in New York, but their roots are definitely Southern based, and they deal a lot with the politics, the conservative politics of where they grew up around Atlanta. And I'm going to play the song from Algiers. It's called Black Eunuch. Ouch.
Black Eunuch?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
Castration.
Yeah, that's still mean.
Yeah.
Please get your smile away. Thank you.
I'm telling you, if you ask me one band that I had to choose that I'm so hot on, but have never seen, and they're completely new to me, Algiers.
Wow. I hope that they bring that energy and that they stretch themselves on some of those sounds when you see them live. What a great sound. I can hear the gospel in there for sure, but it's just obliterated.
The great guitars. They're coming maybe to your town. They're not coming to our town. I hope they fix that, because if they came here... Yeah, we could, you know,
our
office is here and there's desks and heaven knows.
It's so simple.
Just, yeah. Algiers, Washington, D.C. So the band is Algiers, the record's Algiers, and it comes out at the top of June.
Wow, are we really talking about music out in June?
Yep.
That's some scary stuff. Let's talk about Brown Bird. Brown Bird, are you a Brown Bird fan? Do you know?
Yes, I had the privilege of seeing Brown Bird Newport Folk Festival a handful of years ago.
This is a husband-wife duo, David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain. They're from Rhode Island. And they put out about a half a dozen, just these really beloved albums between 2007 and 2013. And then in 2013, a couple years ago, David Lamb was diagnosed with leukemia. And he had a bone marrow transplant that year in 2013. But he passed away. He passed away last April, almost a year ago this week. And he was just 35 years old. And but Brown Bird has a new record coming out. These are songs that were written in the months, written and recorded in the months leading up to his death. His wife, Morgan Eve Swain, she finished the record on her own after his death. Mm-hmm. And it's called Axis Mundi. And I want to play a song called Patiently Awaiting.
To embellish the range, superficial flattery for anything nice. He rolls his eyes accordingly and swallows his favorite bites. He wanders out to howl at the moon, understandably regretting.
Spinning round, his spirit's in the heavens and his head's
Brown Bird with the late David Lamb on lead vocals there and the song Patiently Awaiting from the record Axis Mundi. They're a band whose music has fit very comfortably in the folk vein, but this record is much bigger and louder, more electric than some of their earlier work. Axis Mundi is the name of the record. Morgan Eve Swain says that the title is a phrase that she found in one of David Lamb's lyric books, and that she looked it up, and it represents, Axis Mundi represents the place or space where heaven connects with the earth. It's just beautiful, these songs. Patiently Awaiting was that song from the record Axis Mundi and the band Brown Bird. This record's out April 28th.
So the opposite of a makeover is a...
teardown. A complete teardown. A gut job.
Gut Job is the name of the new record that I'm going to, it's called, the new band that I've just discovered is a group called Make Under.
Make Under.
Make Under. It's actually a term I never heard of. They're a band from Oakland.
And does it mean the exact opposite of makeover?
Yeah, yeah.
Make Under. So what is a make under?
Make you look as natural as possible.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah. And so I can't remember where you fall in the land of Dirty Projectors.
Oh, I like the Dirty Projectors.
Yeah, well, this band is in that vein where there's lots of time changes, a lot of good harmony. There's a soulful voice out front. You'll hear what I mean when I play this song by Make Under. The song is called Great Headless Blank.
Even the title, actually, is something that Dirty Projectors would come up with.
Yeah.
To unfold in my favor while I'm sound asleep. I'm waiting for a rare luck to sow its seed. I am the great headless blank, slowly losing shape, racing all alone. And I'm waiting for another soul to hear my plea. Holding my slumber, electric, unknowing, only 8 hours away. But you don't see me struggle in my presence.
Stay.
Here I wait in the darkness of day when the night lingers well past the dawn.
you could never see.
I mean, if you told me that was Dirty Projectors, right, I would have believed you. I think it's so many different things, but certainly the disjointed rhythms, patterns, the polyrhythms, and then the melodies sung in that sort of falsetto that stretch and span over an octave, right? Mm-hmm. That start down here and go way up here, you know. That's very much a Dirty Projectors touchstone.
In this case, it's a group from Oakland, not New York, and the group is called Make Under, a new EP coming out, and that's the title track of that new EP, Great Headless Blank.
It's interesting they're called Make Under because that music is the exact opposite of that to me. That sounds like they took a song that was a pretty straightforward, natural sort of song. You know, you make you look as natural as possible, and then they dismantled it and stretched it out, and it became what we heard. Well, how about something completely different, which is basically just a person in their guitar, a couple guys in their guitar, the Milk Carton Kids.
Oh.
Milk Carton Kids, Kenneth Pattingale and Joey Ryan, two young guys who look...
Which one do you like better?
Oh, you know what? I'm more of a Joey guy. No, I love them both. These are two young guys who look and sound like they stepped out of another time. They wear the suits. They've got the voices very much inspired by classic duos like Simon and Garfunkel or the Everly Brothers.
Or the Smothers Brothers.
Or the Smothers Brothers, because they have that sense of humor, too.
They do, totally.
I think that's
dry.
Right. Yeah, a very dry sense of humor. And it's also, I think it's hard to overstate. It's hard to overstate how beautiful the music of the Milk Carton Kids is. Their voices, their harmonies, their melodies, just so breathtaking. They've got a new record coming out this spring called Monterey. And let's give a listen to this very short, sweet song called Sing, Sparrow, Sing.
Sing, sparrow, sing loud. Hide under here. Little voices sound bigger now. Who could be listening through the clouds? Sing, sparrow, sing loud. Hide under here. Sing, sparrow. Loud, hide under here. Don't you fear the noise, boys or boys? Spare us a world of what fate destroys. And sing, sparrow, sing loud. Hide under here.
So did Kenneth lock Joey out of the room?
Yeah, I think that was just a little solo number, or maybe he sent him out to get sandwiches or something like that, because that was just Kenneth Pattingale on that song. I hear their music, and I think, you know, surely all of the songs that could be written in this style have already been written, right? I mean, it's already been done. It's been done for 50 years or more. It's been done. Surely we've heard all of them. And then I hear this, and I just think, whoa. It's just so gorgeous. Sing, Sparrow, Sing from the record Monterey, the Milk Carton Kids, out May 19th.
You're on a bird kick thing. Brown Bird, and Sing,
Brown
Sparrow,
Bird,
Sarah.
That's right. Sing, Sparrow, Sing.
What else you got for us?
Sick Sad World. You want to hear that again?
Don't know that that's a bird.
Here's the bird.
Actually, you drew a bird on the picture of the All Lovely Things, and you did it with just one finger.
Well, here's the thing. See, this book, so you hand me this book. It says All Lovely Things, and it has a picture of all these little objects.
Open the book for a minute. There's nothing in the book, right?
Well, no, there are some pictures, but you draw your own pictures of what they call beautiful everyday things. It said, draw a lovely thing here. And so I drew the finger and handed it back to you.
That's right. So thank you very much.
Which brings us to your last song of the show.
It does. I'm going to play a music and a premiere by Holly Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really in love with this song. She's been making music for about 17 years. Like Proto Mortar, she's from Detroit, and like Algiers, her music's connected with the church. She sang in the church growing up. She left school as a teen. She moved to New York City. Can you imagine your kid at 16 just up and leaves to go make music in New York City?
I cannot imagine that, no.
No. Well, Holly did that.
I suppose I can imagine it, but I would just, as a parent, I'd be petrified.
I bet. But she got a record contract when she was 17 years old with a major label.
That's incredible.
Though it didn't go very well, which is, you know, par for the course.
Yeah, but at 16, 17 years old, you've got another 30 years of failure or whatever, or disappointment ahead of you before you strike it rich, and you're still, yeah.
Or in the case of the Sonics last week or whatever week that was, 70s. They're in their 70s, so she's got 50, 60 years. Anyway, in 2001, she put out a record. It's 20 tracks long. You can get that probably when you go see her live. That's the best way to do that. In 2008, she did a record with Dave Sitek. That was pretty remarkable. Now she's got a new one coming out. Same date as the Milk Carton Kids Records, May 19th. And this from Holly Miranda is called Mark My Words.
I will mark your words, Mr. Boylan.
Thank you. So before we go, are you going to your local record shop this weekend?
Most likely. I like to take my son, because he just loves to ogle all the great vinyl. He loves to press his nose up against the window and see what's going on inside. Usually a pretty long line, though. In my neighborhood, we have several great record stores, and lines are down the block.
Well, we'll try to do a little preview of stuff coming out, so keep an eye for either maybe another one of our mini podcasts. We put one out last week on a song by Kendrick Lamar. Maybe we'll do another one on Record Store Day. We'll see. We'll certainly try and get a post up. We'll do something in case you don't know what it is that's coming out that's unique to this Saturday. And have a good week. I'll see you just in another few hours, I'm sure.
I will see you the minute we turn these microphones off.
I still see you now.
I have not gone anywhere.
I am not looking at you.
I'm still here.
I'm still not looking at you.
Sneaking words into your pockets, bleeding lyrics from my veins. Oh, I would write behind your ears if I thought you wouldn't forget I was there and the way you. For you.